Just one question in the halakha. It's asked the discussion on the beracha of lemons. Somebody's going to eat just a lemon as it is. Well, we know, generally speaking, the beracha on fruit that come from the tree is obviously borei pri ha'etz. Our question today is, a lemon is very sour, it's very acidic, very difficult to eat. So does that change the beracha? So there's an interesting kafa hayim in Siman Resh Dalid, Seif Katan Chav Dalid, that really gives us a principle here and says, according to the place, the imem hamutzim biyoter, if they're very acidic and they're very bitter and very sour, the lemons, the ende chalim afilu ayedei adam, it's very difficult to eat them. It takes a great difficulty to ingest them. And the varech aleim klal, and there's no beracha on them at all. The im nechalim al yedei adahad, but if they're able to eat it, and if you force yourself to be able to eat it, yes, the barek sheakol. The im em mitukim, but if there's a certain type of lemons that are, they're sweet, they have a sweetness to them. More peri ya'etz. So basically, that's the principle. So it depends how sour they are. So the very, very sour ones, there's no beracha at all because it's mazik, it's unedible. But if they're they're edible, they're just a little sour, which would probably be like the lemons that we have. They're edible, but they have a certain tang to them. So that would be shakon yamid baro. But if you have such a type of lemon, then it has a sweetness to it, because there's lemons like that that are matot, then you'd make more priyayetz. So there's another question. Let's say they take the lemon and they sweeten it, which means you take the lemon and you make some type of a mixture and you put sugar on it and things like that. Now it becomes matuk. Now it becomes edible, without a question. But not mitzad atzmo. It's mitzad because they put the sugar on it. So the question is, what do you make on a sweetened lemon? So here we have a fantastic machlok between the Bimoshe Levi, Alav Shalom, and Hakam Avadya, but then Lahayim Tovim. So he writes over the Birkat Hashem in Birkat Hashem Chelek Gimal, page Lambetet. Lemon hamutz, afilu imu merukach besukar, sarich lebarech arav shakol niya bibaro. So he says you make shakol, and his logic is, because bottom line, a sour lemon, they don't plant it to eat as a lemon, as itself. And therefore it's not considered really a pri for itself. They plant it for its juice to mix it with other things. And therefore, since it's not considered a peri, so I don't care if you sugared it and you made it sweet, it still doesn't have a shem peri, because they didn't plant it for that, to eat it alone. So even when you mixed it, it still doesn't have a shem peri, so you don't make more pri. And he actually quotes that this is the opinion of the Kafa Hayim, where we quote it, and I'll quote you the Kafa Hayim's Lashon. He writes over here that what? Im shata otam al yedeh ta'arovet sukkar v'chayotze yibarech she'akol. And he quotes the opinion of the Maharikash, and that's really what the Birkat Hashem also quotes, the opinion of the Maharikash, that you will make a shakon yamad baro. However, he does quote it from Hakam Avadya in Yabia Omer, Chelek Chet, Ora Chaim Siman Chavet, Sof Ot Chav Gimal, that says that when you sweeten the lemon with sugar, that which the Maharikash said you make shakon yamad baro because they didn't plant it for that, he says you can make borei pri ha'etz. And because bottom line, now it's not mazik anymore, because now it doesn't hurt you anymore. So therefore, it's and bottom line, you're eating the fruit itself. He says better to make a beracha mevorer. So the halakha comes out. We have a machloket in this case over here. So of course, if you made shakol according to everybody, you're okay. And b'di'avad, even according to Birkat Hashem, if you made borei pri ha'etz, you're okay because it's still you still ate a fruit. But again, lechatechila. If you're following Hakam Avadya, you can make borei pri ha'etz on the sweetened lemon with sugar. If you're following the Birkat Hashem, you make a shakol. But just a general rule on lemons. A lemon that's unedible, that's because it's so tangy, there's no beracha at all. If it's somewhat acidic, like our lemons, where you could eat it, but it's not hot, so that's already shakol yamed baron. And the sweet lemons themselves, without mixing in the sugar, the sweet lemons themselves would be, but FBI, it's...